Luke chapter 2. Now it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman world should be registered. This first registration took place when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each one to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the paternal lineage of David, to have himself registered with Mary, the woman betrothed to him, who was expecting a child. And it came to pass, when they were there, that the days for her to give birth became due, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and she laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in the same region, spending the nights in the open, and keeping guard over their flock at night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for look, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to the whole of the people. For today a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, was born to you in the city of David. And this is the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a feeding trough." Then suddenly, along with the angel, came a numerous heavenly company, praising God, and they said, "Glory in the highest realms to God, and peace on earth, goodwill among men." And it came to pass, when the angels had departed from them for heaven, that the shepherds said to each other, "Let us without fail cross over to Bethlehem and see this episode which has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went, going quickly, and they discovered both Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the feeding trough. Then, when they had seen it, they publicized the account which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it were astounded at what was told them by the shepherds. But Mary guarded all these things closely, pondering them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for everything that they had heard and seen, according to what they were told. Subsequently, when 8 days had passed for the circumcising of him, he was given the name Jesus, which had been given by the angel before he had been conceived in the womb. Then, when the days of their purification were completed, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it stands written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who opens the womb will be called holy to the Lord," and to offer a sacrifice according to what has been spoken in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 fledgling pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and Holy Spirit was on him, and it had been oracularly communicated to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Christ. And he went under the impulse of the Spirit to the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus in for them to do what was the custom of the law concerning him, he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you can let your servant go, according to your word, in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in front of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of your people Israel." Joseph and his mother were amazed at the things said concerning him, but Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary his mother, "Behold, he is destined to be an occasion of falling and rising of many in Israel, and a sign spoken against, and a sword will cut through your own soul also, in order that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Also there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very elderly and had lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, and she was an 84-year-old widow who had not left the temple, serving with fastings and supplications night and day. And she stood by at that very hour and gave thanks to the Lord, and she spoke of him to all those who were awaiting redemption in Jerusalem. Then when they had completed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town, Nazareth. So the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year for the festival of the Passover. Then, when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the festival. And when they had spent the days there, as they returned, the boy Jesus remained in Jerusalem. But neither Joseph nor his mother knew it, but they supposed he was in the group of travellers. And they went a day's journey and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem looking for him. And it was after 3 days that they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and questioning them. And all those listening to him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Then when they saw him, they were astounded, and his mother said to him, "My child, why have you acted this way to us? You can see that your father and I have been very worried looking for you." Then he said to them, "How come you were looking for me? Did you not know that I need to be immersed in my father's affairs?" But they did not understand the remark which he made to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these remarks in her heart. Meanwhile, Jesus progressed in wisdom and stature and in grace with God and men.